On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Stamps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courtside at the Kohl Center as we get back to basketball. We get back to Big Ten basketball as the Badgers taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes. Wisconsin 1-0, we remind you, 1-0 in the Big Ten with a road win last month at East Lansing against Michigan State. Hawkeyes trying to get on the board in conference play. They are 0-2, a road loss at Purdue, a home loss against Michigan, but they enter tonight's game having won three straight games. Brian Butch is back with us here courtside, and I'll say it and you can just take it from there. Here's the lob. Big Ten basketball, baby. It's time. Now everybody really needs to start paying attention.
That stuff in December doesn't count. I mean, it counts for the record. Don't get me wrong. Like, you got to win. However, that doesn't count. Now we're into it. Now we're ready to go. And to me, this is, again, night in and night out, you have to bring it. And that's why it's so different, and that's why this league is so tough, is there is no cupcakes. You can't just all of a sudden take a night off. You take a night off, you're going to lose.
The Iowa Hawkeyes with some new faces. We'll hear from Greg Gard in a bit. But they do what they do. And what they do is move the ball up and down the floor and score in bunches, don't they?
Well, they do. And they're very similar to Wisconsin as far as their approach. They want to get to the free throw line more than their opponents do, right? Like, so that's something that they're going to try to continue to do. They're going to play ultra fast. They're going to shoot the ball from threes. And you have to be disciplined. At times when you're playing against a team like that, they're going to want to try to bring you along with them. Wisconsin, they're going to look for that first wave, but then they're going to have to make Iowa work for everything. Make them guard on that end.
All right, we're an hour away from the opening tip. We'll check in tonight with A.J. Storr. We'll hear from head coach Greg Gard. Coming up, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners. Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
A Badgers pregame show continues, and we are joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic as we get back into the world of basketball and Big Ten basketball now for the rest of the regular season. Well, 9-3, and they had a tough outing at Arizona, which lost here against Stanford. They've had a few bumps in the road, but very, very good Arizona team. I think Wisconsin's pretty good, too. What's jumped out to you through these first 12 games so far?
If you would have told me that Wisconsin would enter the new year at 9-3, I think a lot of people would have taken that. They're a top 25 team. They've made a lot of strides, especially when you consider that they opened the year 1-2 and got a bit of a hot streak. So they've got a lot of talent, and they've got more depth than we saw last season, and that has clearly made a substantial difference with this team.
Yeah, depth and certainly some playmakers, and the captain obvious answer there is A.J. Storr with what he's done. Greg Gard mentioned after the Chicago State game where Storr has made strides defensively, and then he had a little quip saying, well, he probably had the most room to grow. But if he can continue to get better there and shoot the ball, he hit three threes in that game against Chicago State. My goodness, you got somebody special here.
When I talked to Greg earlier this season, one of the things that he said was he felt like A.J. coming to Wisconsin and being a part of this structured environment would help him grow tremendously, and we've already seen that. We knew what a talented scorer he was, but you also know that if you're going to have success at Wisconsin under Greg, you're going to have to be able to defend as well. And he's got the athleticism, he's got the talent, and you're seeing him put it all together. And it's really fun to watch him offensively. I'm selfish. I like that end of the floor.
Yeah, I think most fans would agree with you there. John Blackwell certainly has helped it with the scoring and the work defensively. But you mentioned the depth. I mean, there are options if, like, you know, Chucky goes down in the game against Chicago State, and he's been playing extremely well. Where last year that might have been a massive problem, they're able to, at least in the short term, be able to work through that.
And that's really important, obviously, because remember the NCAA tournament game a couple years ago when he got hurt, they just had nothing left to give. And now you've got multiple players who can bring the ball up, who can set up the offense. You got Max Klesman, you got John Blackwell. So to have that type of bench and depth when you get into Big Ten play is even more important, because these teams scout you. They play you twice a year a lot of times, and you're going to have more guys step up than just relying on one or two.
You mentioned a moment ago about liking the offensive side. Iowa likes the offensive side. They will score. Now, they've had trouble stopping people in recent years, but they have a lot of weapons, too. Owen Freeman has been the freshman of the week, and when he hasn't been, it's been John Blackwell. But even though the cast of characters might be a little bit different, they still love to get up and down.
That is Iowa's brand of basketball under Fran McCaffrey, and it doesn't matter what year it is or who the players are. It's certainly entertaining. The challenge for them when they play a team like Wisconsin is, you know, the Badgers are going to make you play at their pace, and what happens when you have to set up in the half court? This is a potential opportunity for Wisconsin to thrive.
Well, the big question now as we jump back into Big Ten play is, even though Purdue has a conference loss, it's easy, I guess, to forget that for the more casual fan. They lost at Northwestern, but they're considered the best team in the Big Ten. But Wisconsin's one of those programs that is thought to maybe have the chops to be in the mix. Illinois, obviously, there's a big issue or a big hit with their program with Terrence Shannon and his legal problems right now, but a lot of talent there, Ohio State, other schools, but it seems like you got a pretty good scramble for those top two or three spots, don't you?
And Wisconsin is right there in the mix. Again, being 9-3 at this point, the more games you play, the greater sample size you have to feel like you have a better understanding of what this team is and what it is capable of achieving. And I think they have every bit the opportunity as anyone else to earn one of those top four seeds and a double bye in the Big Ten tournament. And you do that, and you should get a pretty nice seed in the NCAA tournament. And I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but it's hard not to think ahead about what is possible for this team this season.
I was going to say football season is over, but it never is in your world, is it?
Not in my world. I know the coaches have bemoaned what December is like with the transfer portal and recruiting your own players and bowl game and recruiting. I love it personally, and the portal window closes at the end of the day on January 2nd, so it really does never end.
All right, Jesse Temple of The Athletic, stay with us. More to come as our Badger Spotlight is up next. More Badger pregame coverage coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Sean Cleary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay. Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clearybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Cleary out.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Our pregame coverage continues. Time now for our Badger Spotlight as we get a chance to hear from A.J. Storr, the sophomore from Rockford, Illinois, the transfer from St. John's, off to a very, very promising start as a Wisconsin Badger, leading the team in scoring at 15 points a game, coming off a career-high 29 against Chicago State on December 22nd. One of the newcomers to the team, yes, but he has acclimated rather quickly, saying he has had a ton of help from his teammates.
It's been pretty easy. I've been pretty comfortable out here. Got a lot of veterans on the team. Tyler Wall, Chucky, Steve, you know, a lot of vets on the team. So they guided me through pretty well when I first got here, you know, just over the summer learning all the concepts and stuff. So I've been doing it for months now, so it's kind of like repetition. Now I'm getting used to the concepts.
What's the best? Sorry to interrupt. What's the best advice any of these older guys have given you just about being a Badger?
Just always play patient. Don't rush anything. Play patient. Look at all your options on the floor, and just play hard. That's what Badgers are known for. Just playing hard, out toughening everybody, and just being a dog, really.
You grew up, I mean, obviously being from Rockford, but going to St. John's, what did you know about the Wisconsin program before you made the decision to leave St. John's and come over here?
Wisconsin was probably one of the first college teams I watched as a kid. I had a shirt. My sister used to come to the camps in middle school. So I knew Wisconsin was a great program. You know, they got a winning tradition. probably Frank Kaminsky and stuff. See the banners up there. That's what I knew about him, the Final Four appearances and stuff.
I was just going to ask you. That's the guy kind of got you excited. Yeah. Did your confidence? I mean, it was it was a tough year for St. John's last year in terms of the record. Yeah. But your production really increased as the season went along. Give us an idea of your level of confidence, just knowing that you could not just play on a team, but play at a really high level at the college level.
Last year was didn't start off the way I wanted it to, but you know, I just stayed in the gym, stayed believing in myself, and eventually things played out well, and I just was ready when my number was called from being consistently in the gym. So that's where it comes from.
You turned a lot of heads here, and you excite fans with the dunks. If it's the Marquette game or any number of games. Do you remember the first time you dunked in a basketball game? Take us through that.
Eighth grade. Played the passing lanes, got a steal, was by myself on a break, threw it down.
So not even a lob dunk, it was yourself just elevating.
I practiced it a lot, though.
That's good. Yeah. So you gave it on a scale of 1 to 10, you'd have given yourself a 10 on that first one, even as an 8th grader?
Yeah, 10, because it's 8th grade, and it was my first dunk, yeah.
What's your favorite dunk here so far? By the time this airs, you probably have a few more, but do you have one that stands out as a Badger? Yeah.
Probably against Marquette, the lob from Chucky. Probably my favorite. Yeah.
You probably have a sense, as much as you lock in to things on the floor, that the energy that something like that brings, if it's the Marquette game or other games, you feel that and you get the sense that your teammates really feed off of that?
Yeah, definitely. The crowd, you know, all the energy, the momentum, it brings momentum. Basically hypes everybody up, and that leads to momentum, really. Everybody playing at a higher pace and stuff like that.
Imagine with the people talk about the depth of this team, there being more of it. I know you weren't here last year, but with you in the starting lineup, John Blackwell off the bench, you guys get a sense. I've talked to some of your teammates about it. With the schedule that you've played, when you're playing well, you feel like you can play with just about anybody. You've kind of learned that about yourself as a team, haven't you?
Yeah, I feel like when we're all connected, all locked in, like you said, when we're all playing at our best, high level, we can play with anybody. We just got to keep it. It's just about stringing two halves together, playing well in the first half and coming out and finishing strong in the second half.
Major, playing in the Big East, you're in big arenas, packed arenas. It's obviously a great league. What do you look forward to most? You've had, as we speak, the one Big Ten game.
Yeah.
Obviously a lot more road trips coming up. What do you most look forward to about Big Ten basketball?
My teammates are telling me about it. The crowds on the road, Indiana, they told me about Purdue, so just going in there playing against high-level teams and just showcasing my talent.
Well, pretty good atmosphere at the Breslin Center until you quieted them down. Talk about the dunks, but you're a lot more than that. The three-point shot last year, 40% at St. John's. Walk us through just the evolution of your game, particularly on the offensive end, your ability, it seems like, to score at all levels.
Yeah. More last year at St. John's, I was probably more of a catch-and-shoot guy, running the break hard and just getting out of transition. Now I'm probably coming off a lot more ball screens and stuff. So I'm getting to showcase a little bit more of my game, coming off ball screens, getting downhill off ball screens. So, yeah, that's pretty much my game right there.
Final thought is your career here is still fairly young, but is it what you thought it would be so far, the total package here of being a student-athlete at Wisconsin?
It's actually better, to be honest. The Big Ten, great conference, school, a lot of great people here, so they've been walking me every step of the way since I got here, so it's been good.
That's Badgers sophomore A.J. Storr, and that is tonight's Badgers Spotlight. Stay with us. More to come as we continue in just a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is
in the breast.
Breaking breast. Breaking breast.
Breaking breast. Well done.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
We continue with our Badgers pregame show. Wisconsin and Iowa at the Kohl Center tonight. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. I mentioned where we are at the Kohl Center. We'll hear from Greg Gard in a few minutes. But, you know, the passing of Herb Kohl, to say he's a legend doesn't really do it justice either. What he's always going to mean to the people of Wisconsin, sports fans and beyond. But his legacy at the University of Wisconsin, we could spend a lot of time on that, couldn't we?
Yeah, and legacy is the word I wanted to kind of use, and I'm glad we're able to spend some time in this segment talking about him. I think it's deserving in the wake of his passing. His legacy is many things. Clearly, the senator is one that he's most known for, or one of the ones. He served four terms from 1989 to 2013, and I'm going to get a little bit more into that in a minute. He was also a business mogul, taking his family's small grocery and department store business, growing it to be the largest such chain in the United States, with more than 1,000 stores. Owner of the Bucks, as you mentioned, he bought the franchise in the mid-'80s for almost $20 million, if you can believe what it's worth now, which is in the billions, I'm sure. And he saved him from moving at that time. He also preserved the Bucks yet again in 2014. When he sold the franchise, he had to put a contingency that the new owners make a long-term commitment to Milwaukee, and then he donated $100 million on top of that for the construction of the Fiserv Forum. So just an incredible commitment to the Bucks and Milwaukee there. And then he's also just a really generous philanthropist. Again, more on that in a minute. So he graduated from UW in 1956, earning an MBA from Harvard after that, and then joining the Army Reserve. Now, he was steadfast in his political campaign. He was steadfast in finding common ground and trying to unite Republicans and Democrats, and he was very successful in problem solving, and that's kind of part of his legacy too. Former colleagues, both Democrats, who he was a Democrat, but also Republicans, would describe him as gracious, honest, quiet, effective, and above all dedicated to his home state of Wisconsin. Here's a quote that I want to read from him. He said, this was recent, he said, I think we are seeing all of our greatest fears right now. The chaos, the disregard for truth, the facts, the unwillingness to listen and talk to each other. My greatest hope, he says, is in the fact that we are still a democracy in the greatest country in the world. I think we can look to appeal to our better angels and come together if we make the effort, unquote. In a speech during his first campaign in 1988, he noted that wealthy people have a special responsibility to those who are not as comfortably well off. People like his parents, who were European Jewish immigrants that came to the United States and built that grocery and department store empire. So if you want to see his legacy in that philanthropy and how he tries to live by that idea of service, clearly the Kohl Center is a big piece of that. He donated $25 million to this project. That's why he got the naming rights to it. At the time, that was the single largest donation in school history from a private entity, a private person like that. So when this building opened in 1998, it was big in a lot of ways. It brought Wisconsin into the 21st century in a lot of ways, but it also just provided a mega amphitheater for a lot of events. In addition to basketball and hockey here, commencement has been held here in the winter, so it gave them an opportunity, brought concerts to this town, as we know, and it's just been a really big impact on the city of Madison, in addition to campus. And one other area I want to highlight in his philanthropy is, in 2019, he donated $10 million to UW's La Follette School of Public Affairs. They started the Herb Cole Public Service Research Competition, which encourages faculty to conduct research that shapes public policy. And the Cole Initiative supports research, expands outreach, trains future leaders. And again, all of that is with the idea of trying to reach across political lines and find policy that can unite and be betterment of the country, not necessarily a political party.
Yeah, I think, too, as we bring Butchie into the conversation, when I think of, you know, the sport, just as a sports fan, professional teams we enjoy, Herb Cole and Bud Seeley, buddies going back to the days,
roommates.
Obviously here,
yeah.
Roommates, University of Wisconsin, with, you know, Mr. C-League and the Milwaukee Brewers, Senator Cole and the Bucks, and obviously where we're sitting right now. If you're a sports fan and you're relatively new to this area, you need to learn about those two individuals, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And for me, when you look at the way, and how this plays out, like, for me, it's about the youth of Wisconsin. Basketball would not be where you're at right now if you did not have those guys, right? Especially when you look at,
and absolutely.
So for me, that's the biggest thing that I look at with it. The game is growing, and I know it wasn't the initial thought process of it. It was like, let's make a donation, let's create the Cole Center, let's find a way to do this. However, for me, it's all about the youth. I love what giving opportunities to kids, and now all of a sudden you create an environment like this. You bring kids into this environment, their eyes are so bright they get carried away. So that's what I love.
And a final thought on this building, I mean, this is the building that guys like Mike Kelly, Mark Vershaw, that group helped open 26 years ago this month, and we know what happened since this building has opened, the winning that has existed here, the home court advantage, the Final Fours. But that Kelly, Kowski, Vershaw group, they were the ones who opened up this place against Northwestern in January of 1998, thanks in immense part to Herb Cole.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's coincidence, the success that this program has had in the last 26 years and the fact that this building exists. Fieldhouse, we love it.
I'm not here. I'm going to tell you right now, boys, if I'm playing in the Fieldhouse. Like, I don't say I'm going to come to Wisconsin. Like, it's an arms race. That's just the reality of it. There's a lot of good players, but you have to have facilities first.
Yep. So there will be a tribute today to Herb Cole, just to put a ribbon on this. So there will be a moment of silence and a tribute video played pregame. We've also left the two seats, the season tickets that he has owned since the building opened, just across from where you guys are seated right now. Those will be left open during the game with a jersey on it that has number 98, the year this building was opened, and then also some flowers on it. So, and as a tribute that his spirit will be here in the first game since his passing.
Well, again, very well said, Patrick. As I was telling somebody, a friend of mine, Dennis Krause, over in Milwaukee last week, he will be dearly missed but never forgotten. That's about as good of a way as I could come up with to sum up Senator Herb Cole. Thank you, as always. That's Patrick Herb. That is today's Badger Notebook. More of our Badgers pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Revitalize your ride with reliable, top-quality BBB Genco starters and alternators at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. BBB Genco starters and alternators are the mechanic's choice because they're so easy to install and consistently meet or beat OEM specs for fit and function. Drive with confidence and find all the parts you need and a knowledgeable staff to assist you at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. And thanks for shopping locally.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through! Yeah.
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Back courtside at the Kohl's Center as we get set to resume Big Ten basketball tonight. The Badgers at 9-3 overall, 1-0 in conference play against the 8-5 Iowa Hawkeyes, 0-2 in conference play. Tip time 1/2 hour away. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky, maybe a few flurries and lows in the mid-20s. Clouds to start Wednesday, then some sun for the afternoon, a high near 30. A mix of sun and clouds and upper 20s on Thursday. Clouds return for Friday, high temperatures in the mid-30s. It's 28 degrees right now.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Badger basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
Pre-game coverage continues at the Kohl's Center, joined now by head coach Greg Gard. Coach, we'll get into the game here in a couple of minutes, but there's going to be a moment of silence here before tip for
Herb Cole, and to, I mean, for us to try to talk about this in 2 or 3 minutes doesn't do justice, but it's in a nutshell, I mean, we're in the Cole Center for one thing. His meaning for the Milwaukee Bucks is obvious, for the University of Wisconsin is obvious, and it really goes beyond that too, doesn't it?
It does. You know, we're not standing here in this building tonight if it's not for what Senator Cole did over the years, and not just the financial gift that he made to get this thing really off the ground, but also how he's been so philanthropic and influential, you know, across the state. From, you mentioned the Bucks, to, you know, keeping the Bucks in Milwaukee, you know, getting the Pfizer Forum, that building, off the ground and trying to push with that. And just how he really, you know, immersed himself in the state of Wisconsin and was able to help, you know, through his years, obviously, as a politician, but also probably more importantly is just how he was visible and very impactful around the state.
He was very visible, and yet in a lot of ways unassuming too, because in a hey, look at me world, that's not who Herb Cole was.
No, he was the exact opposite. Very humble, very, you know, a man of few words in the times that I get to spend some time with him. You know, it's just, like I said, we owe him a huge debt of gratitude for what he's done and the impact he's made on the state, and it'll continue to live on.
All right, we will take a break. When we continue, we'll talk about the Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes. Our conversation with Coach Card, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
We continue with head coach Greg Gard. Well, first order of business, we were hoping, we were knocking on wood, that time would be Chucky's friend after the injury in the Chicago State game. So has it been his friend?
Yeah, it has. And I think for him specifically, time off was good anyway, just because he had played a lot of minutes more than anybody else. So, I guess if the Red River is going to be a shining, you know, the silver lining behind something, this was it. We'd be able to take 4 days right at Christmas, and then he's come back and gradually worked his way back to going full throttle last night. And, you know, I'm sure there'll be a little with everybody. We haven't played in 12 days or so. Mm-hmm. Seems like forever ago. It was last year, right?
We've
had a good 5 days here of prep and getting back and working on ourselves and get ready to go against a very good Iowa team tonight.
You mentioned that as a team as a whole. I mean, it had to be nice for guys to be able to get away, be with their families if they had the chance to do that, because it is an unusual schedule gap. But getting the good work in upon return, you just suggested you guys have been able to do that.
Yeah, we did. You know, where it's very rare you get to take a huge chunk. 4 days is really the max. Typically, it's three. And then to come back and use, you know, 3 days of conditioning and work on ourselves and some Iowa prep in there, get a day off, and then two more days of preparation. So, like I said, we're excited to get back tonight and get the ball tipped and get back into league play.
Yeah, league play it is, and the Iowa Hawkeyes, they've got some new faces here, but they've been really impressive. But the formula is pretty much the same, right?
It is. You know, they can really score. You know, I think you watch them from early in the year when they played Creighton and Oklahoma, and you go through the conference, non-conference schedule they've played. You know, a lot of fresh faces, but some familiar names there with Peyton Sanford, you know, and the other guys. Owen Freeman's a freshman that's really come on and played well. Cricky is a transfer that's really come in and plays like he's been there for 4 years. So Tony Perkins, you know, there's some familiar names, but the guys that have come in, the newcomers, whether it be transfers or guys that have played the right in the rotation or new freshmen, that I keep saying they can really score. And you see that. They just come in bunches and can, you know, their wings really shoot it. They come hard at you in transition. So it's going to test all of our defensive discipline and rules tonight.
You mentioned Owen Freeman. He and John Blackwell have a pretty good grip on Freshman of the Week awards in the conference. I know there's been that old line with coaches when you get later in the year, February, March, freshmen are no longer freshmen. Some guys move past that a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I think just, you know, the experience guys get now before they even get to college with, you know, travel club ball and high school seasons and what they get exposed to is so much different than it was, you know, 15, 20 years ago, that they're not as much in awe, you know, just of the moment, but also physically I think they're more ready because of what they've played and what they've gone through. So it's two good freshmen you'll see here tonight.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. More to come. Let's check around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time now for our Big Ten report. Badgers and Hawkeyes won a 3 conference games tonight. Top-ranked Purdue is taking on the Maryland Terrapins. That game tips at the top of the hour. Butchie, Maryland was a team you were pretty high on. They were struggling early, but looks like maybe they're straightening some things out. They've got the home court tonight. Purdue's number one. Do they got a shot?
Well, you got Big Ten Player of the Week in Jameer Young and what he's done, too. Like, you saw what he did against UCLA and the performance he put together there. I think, is there a shot? there's always a shot.
Sure.
Right? Like, but
Purdue lost to Northwestern, right?
Correct. But it's road games.
Yep.
And how do you handle it? Plus, Maryland's a really tough place to play. I had a chance to play there in the ACC Big Ten Champs. Mm. I know I'm dating myself. All right, don't look at me like that. Yes, I'm older. I get it. I understand that.
It's all right. I was there.
Right? That was the, very, very well. But it's just a different place. That stadium goes straight up.
Like,
when
wall.
That gets rocking, it gets rocking. So is it possible? Yes, it is possible. But Purdue's pretty good.
Yeah, the wall is pretty intimidating, though, when you're right, when they got it filled up. Northwestern, which is, they're 10-2. You know, they had the loss to Chicago State, but they beat Purdue. They're going to Illinois. They're obviously with Terrence Shannon with the legal situation right now. That's obviously a very serious matter. As a basketball, just pure basketball conversation, we'll see how Illinois moves forward here in the long term.
When you lose a star player, and that's what Terrence Shannon is, when you lose a star player, who steps up? How are you able to, like, you look at Marcus Damascus and what he can do. Yeah, he was the next guy, but where are they going to get it from? That's the big question mark. And until that is answered, you have to have a big circle around Illinois and say, hey, you can go get them until they figure it out. Every team at some point is either going to go through an injury, whatever else might be out there. So how do teams adapt?
All right. Illinois ranked 9th this week, by the way, at the home floor against Northwestern as we get back into Big Ten basketball from now through the end of the regular season and on into the conference tournament up in Minneapolis. That is the Big Ten Report brought to you by the Big Ten Network. And we continue. We'll have Butchie's keys to tonight's game. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
There's no better time than now to join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
It's the final days of the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Don't miss your chance to get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. So hurry in to your local Ford dealer today during the final days of the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
Game coverage continues. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes. Time now for our keys to the game. What do you have for us tonight, Butchie?
Well, I think the first thing, tempo. Iowa. They're 14th in the nation as far as tempo goes. They want to get out and they want to run. Wisconsin, they're 326. Big difference. I'm not the smartest one, but that's a pretty big difference, right? And again, Wisconsin, they'll get out and they'll score. They'll do it right away when they want to, but then you're going to make Iowa guard. Can they guard? Make them try to guard that long. Next thing, transition defense. Iowa wants to get out and run. Don't let them get something easy. Make them work. There's some question marks with a young team and a new team, how they work in the half court. In transition, they're fantastic. Last thing, Wisconsin. Attack the rim. Attack the paint. 304 to 222 over the last nine games. That's what Wisconsin has outscored in a point in the paint. They've got to do it again tonight.
Yeah, you're talking about a plus nine in that stretch. Now, Iowa over the last three games, I mean, it's plus times three of
correct.
That. But they've taken advantage of some smaller teams. But with Wisconsin, that really is the bread and butter, isn't it?
Well, it's what they've done so well, right? And I think when you get back to it and it goes – we've talked a lot about it this year. It's crazy because it feels like we haven't talked about it because it's been 10 days
been
since they played.
Yep.
That's the other thing is you got to get out to a good start. Get some of that off because, again, slow starts might happen. Weather that, especially with the distance that they've had with 10 days.
All right, those are Butchie's keys to tonight's game. Stay with us. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Time now for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Chucky Heckburn has been listed as questionable, but as you heard from Coach Guard, Chucky, good to go, has been more full throttle, as the coach said, these last couple days, and he is in the starting lineup, and that is very good news for the Wisconsin Badgers. He's playing really good all-around basketball.
Isn't he? He's playing really good, but that's what the 10 days benefited this Wisconsin team.
Yes.
As soon as it happened against the Chicago State, I looked at the schedule, it's 10 days. Okay.
Might
have been a way to weather that a little
time
bit.
Was his
time
friend.
Is a good thing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That is your UW Health Injury Update. Now for the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation for the Hawkeyes. Fran McCaffrey's in his 14th year as the head coach of the Hawkeyes. His starting five, his son Patrick, 6'9", fifth-year senior out of Iowa City, averaging 10 points, 3.5 rebounds per game. Ben Cricky, 6'9", grad transfer. Big-time numbers at Valparaiso, led the Missouri Valley Conference in scoring last year, averaging 17 a game for the Hawkeyes this season. Outstanding freshman Owen Freeman, 6'10", out of Moline, Illinois. 9.7 points, better than 5 rebounds. Gets a couple of block shots per game. Peyton Sanford, their dangerous 3-point shooter, 6'7", junior, averaging about 14 points and a team-best 7 rebounds a game. And Tony Perkins rounds out the starting five, 6'4", senior from Indianapolis, 13 points, 4.5 rebounds, 3.7 assists. One thing about Iowa, they get up and down the floor. They do not turn it over. Their guards have outstanding assist to turnover ratios. Perkins, 48 dimes, only 18 turnovers so far this season. For great guards, Badgers, you'll have Tyler Wall and Stephen Crowell on the front line. Tyler at about 11.6 rebounds a game. Crowell at nearly 13 points, close to 7.5 rebounds, 2 assists per contest. A.J. Storr, the team's leading scorer at 15 a game. The 6'7 sophomore out of Rockford, coming off a career best 29 29 points in the last game against Chicago State, hitting 3 of 5 from long range. Max Klesmet, 6'4 junior from Neenah, at 7 points a game. And Chucky Hepburn, good to go. He is in the starting five. 6'2 junior from Omaha, Nebraska, 9 points, 3.2 rebounds, and nearly 4 assists per game. He has 47 assists and 14 turnovers. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Latte Matza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Latte Matza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over 1/2 pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
You're at the game with your girl and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your odds are better here.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
what?
He can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life.
Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Klesmet off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Snaps off a three, right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim. Slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
From the Kohl Center in Madison, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Sam Uptergrove back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball, and we welcome you back to Big Ten basketball as Greg Guard's Badgers, 9-3 overall, 1-0 in conference play against Fran McCaffrey's Iowa Hawkeyes. They are 8-5 overall, winners of 3 straight, but 0-2 in Big Ten play. We mentioned the Badgers' record overall mark of 9-3. They've won 8 of their last 9 games. We'll tell you a little bit how they have got to where they are. But first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Well, Butchie, when last we watched Wisconsin, it was on December 22nd against a Chicago State team that had knocked off Northwestern, went on the road to Valparaiso, won that game. They had Wisconsin's attention, and then Wisconsin went out and kind of took him to the woodshed. So the Badgers, they've got the depth, the ability to get the ball in the paint. They're clicking right now, and now we'll see if the rest versus rust, what wins out here tonight against Iowa.
I think that's the toughest thing when you look at what they want to do, is when you have 10 days off as a player, and then you add the holidays into it, and as we heard from Coach Gard, you get 4 days off. How do you keep that chemistry alive? Because I think as a team, they've taken such a big step from the beginning of the season. AJ Storr has taken such a big step. Now, how do you continue that without playing? That, to me, is the biggest question. We're going to find out within the first 4 minutes.
Yeah, we definitely are. How was Coach Ryan with you coming off of?